ladies and gentlemen, thank you
hey,
for
Drew?
Tuning
in. Drew, yes, Drew. Yes. I know we're waiting for Sam before you start the recording.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I don't know how you want to do this. I've got about 15 new shout outs. We have a lot of new listeners. I needed to address you and Sam when he gets on about the you sent me a photo, and I got to talk to you two about this.
I sent you multiple lately.
I know. Well, and I'm going to explain them all, but the first one.
I have no doubt you can explain them all.
The first one, I have a
comment. Depending on who you ask, they may be okay or
and you know what, honestly? Well, we're not. We can talk about it when we hit record, but I actually don't even need Sam because he never even chimed in on the first one. It was all you. So I got a bone to pick with you, but it'd be funnier to do it in front of Sam. So I know. When is he going to be on? When are we going to start?
Well, he saves the world, as you know.
Yeah.
So we're a bit on his schedule, but
so we're just gonna hit
I did
the
start
record.
The recording so we can just kind of kill some time because it's...
Wait, we're already on the air.
Yeah, you know, it's just, it's kind of late for me, you know, in this time zone. Time zones are weird. So I figured we'd get all of our nonsense done.
All right, that's fine. Sam joins, you can get into the we've actually started, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to.
Oh, jeez. Okay, go ahead.
I think you and I can go old school.
Yeah, no, I am going to wait to address the picture.
Yes, that you should do. But your shout outs, I have a funny story to share.
Well, tell your funny story first.
Well, can I first introduce the show?
Oh, that's right. We had started.
Yeah, right. I got to do that because, as you mentioned,
yeah,
and as someone that you're about to discuss at some point was so apt to point out, we're two of the smartest guys on the radio when it comes to.
Well, I don't think anyone's ever called me that.
Why? That's fair. I would have felt it felt a little conceited if I was.
And then you know what else was I found kind of rude? You know, I mentioned we have a bunch of new listeners, and I'm gonna actually list who they are, and I can't remember which. Oh, I do now remember which one.
Actually,
one
before you begin, I have to extend a congratulations to those listeners that you're talking about specifically.
Oh, go ahead.
And you, I guess, but I don't.
Well, what do you mean you guess?
I don't know. I just.
Yeah, I mean, like, I had
no offense. I care about them a little more than you. I mean,
oh, I get that. All right, go ahead.
So, I mean, I guess congrats to you as well. Mostly congrats to our friend Coach Myers for not getting in trouble after you totally ratted him out.
Well, he's we might have a. I mean, he was teetering on maybe not telling his significant other.
You told the whole story.
Oh, no, I have another one.
Okay, well, okay.
You recall the last story? Okay,
yeah. 30-second timeout. Let me. Right. What do they call it? Station identification. I feel like I have to be semi-professional.
Well, that was what I was. That was the bone to pick. One of these new listeners said that you basically run the show.
I do.
Rude.
If I was not on now. Okay, let me put it this way.
Well, that part I get. And, technically.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You and Sam could talk. Well, I actually don't know if you could. Hypothetically, you. Could talk with somebody else. Sam could talk with somebody else. I'm not sure the two of you could talk to each other for 60 minutes. But
no, that would involve Sam.
If it was just the two of you, it wouldn't work. So I do like to think I'm a bit of the... And I have to keep track.
People actually ask me, which is the son that doesn't like you? And I go, Sam. Sam, he's the one.
Is it not obvious?
I also can't...
I guess it's not that obvious on the show because we probably bicker about our fundamental... views right. on sports a bit more, although no, they're not strategic differences in views. I think it's just how we approach being
well
fans.
you're just trying to see the good in things, and I just know they suck, so I go right to it.
It's not necessarily even about seeing the good in things, it's about I'm gonna watch
it's hope
and I'd like to find joy in them. No, I don't even know if it's hope because
you can't have that anymore.
Plenty of years I go into seasons and I'm like, they're going to be okay, and that's it. But it doesn't mean I'm not going to have fun watching, you know, their games or whatever. So anyways, station identification is this.
All right.
You find us however you find us in podcast format. Spotify is your main one. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts as well as Google Podcasts. But most importantly, you can find us every Saturday morning live, sort of, as in like, the show's on the radio live. We're not doing it live.
No. We should, though, once. Oh, we can't.
We'd have to get... Well, Thanksgiving. Didn't we do it Thanksgiving last year?
We did a special edition where he came in, yes.
Yeah, we'll have to do that maybe. We couldn't 2 years ago because of COVID, I thought. But maybe... One year we did.
What's
back in the
what's,
we haven't done it COVID? Since they moved.
Is COVID still a thing?
Well, I don't know if COVID's still a thing, but masks are a thing again in New York right now.
Well, by the way, okay. We, first of all, it's nothing that we haven't been dealing with the last 30 years. We need to, why can't we stop these forest fires in Canada? Can't we figure out a way to stop it? So I can't breathe every day. It's ridiculous.
Okay, two things. One, to your point, we've been dealing with them and can't stop them. So clearly, no. Ask Sam. I mean, first off, it's worse here, or was. It's getting better now. But it was worse here than it's ever been, apparently, in California, air quality-wise.
Right.
But, I mean, they're constantly
a forest fire. That damn Nova Scotia, they're the first fire there in like 10,000 years.
Now Quebec. It was Quebec that really did us in.
Well, if you check your... Nova Scotia has a big one too, and they haven't had that. Yeah, we deal with it.
I meant our air quality issues are specifically from Quebec.
I feel like we had deal with it every year here. It's just I don't understand. And by the way, why is there always a fire in Canada? Can we not?
Well, just like they're always in California. I think it's just that part of the.
But we don't get those areas. Really here. It's the Canadian ones that affect us.
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't always affect the air quality specific where they happen that, like right where they happen, obviously, because there's a fire. But like it gets up into the atmosphere, well, you know, blows down wind.
Right before the fire, we had ozone issues here in Minnesota.
I'm just telling you.
Ridiculous.
New York literally, first off, New York's not the cleanest city to begin with, although the air and water are normally pretty good. Literally the worst air in the world. So people, I wore a mask. I had to. It was like hard. It was sort of hard to breathe getting to and from work. Where was I going with that? Next time we're home, I guess we'll do the show live. I don't know how I got there.
Okay.
7 a.m. Central Time, Saturday mornings. You can find us live on WFNU 94.1 FM Frogtown Community Radio LP.
Speaking of which, huge show last week, which they're going to re-air, I believe, this Sunday. Because we are not on the air tomorrow. Have you ever been part of
breaking news?
Okay.
Oklahoma softball's done it.
They lost?
They've won. 53 game win streak.
I'm bored by that.
Third consecutive national championship.
Oh, that was tonight, the national championship?
Game two, but yeah. 53 games in a row, 3 national championships in a row.
That's... So does that date back to last year, right?
It must, yeah. It must. Anyways, 7 a.m. Central.
Jesus.
Saturday mornings, WFNU. Following us on Saturday mornings, I'll tell you when else you can catch us in a minute. Following us, you have Connor's Corner, 8 a.m. More importantly, Connor's Corner, 8 a.m. I'm assuming that's the show you're referring to. When you say
yeah, that. So last week, have you ever been part of a telethon?
No.
So last Friday, WFNU 94.1 Frogtown Community Radio had their very first ever telethon, 6 a.m. to midnight. And we did our normal show, but throughout the show, we were taking pledges and we had giveaways. Like the first person that donated any amount of money got a free one night stay and dinner at the Radisson where we do the show from.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool. And then, what else did we give away? Then if we had a donation of maybe it was 50 or more, they got we had a couple giveaways actually during our they got a coffee gift card, and then they were also to thanks a lot. I mean, why would you put me on the spot like that? You knew I wouldn't remember the name of the place.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah,
I assumed it was just like Caribou.
No, it's like it's one on Selby right across from the Handsome Hog, if that helps anybody.
Well, I can Google that and find it now.
Yeah, could you look at the map? Jesus.
Yeah. Well,
part of my shout out is ruined because I was gonna give the. Well, I'll get to that in a second.
Nina's.
Huh?
Nina's Coffee Cafe.
Oh no, Black. No, it's called Black something. It's. Wrong location. It's down by
wrong Handsome Hog.
Yeah, no, right Handsome Hog. It's down by Pizza Luce off of Lexington and
okay, let me get Google Maps. The St. Paul Pizza Luce.
Yes,
Okay. Yellow Bird?
Yes, thank you.
Yellow Bird Coffee Bar.
There it is.
Looks nice.
Yeah, it does. Coffee.
I mean, in your defense, you drink like, you're not exactly a fancy coffee guy.
No, I mean, we do order it on Amazon now from that San Francisco one just because we like it, but I mean, I could care less.
Are you going to try the Barstool Stella Blue coffee?
What? I didn't even know that's a thing.
Big Cat has his own coffee now, Stella Blue.
The Barstool thing is so confusing to me. The money and what they're making, and the guys are getting fired and they're quitting, and this guy. It's fascinating to me. But so we had a telethon, and I think the goal was 6,000, and they might have raised.
Do you like dark, light, or medium roast?
In a perfect world, I would drink light. I have drinking all of them before. I'm not a huge. What's the super dark one?
French.
Yes, that's not my favorite type of thing. But so if I was to order, I would go get a medium or light roast somewhere.
Okay.
Or if
sorry,
it's at
I totally got you off track.
No, or if it's at a gas station, I would just get a regular one, I guess, whatever that is. But yeah. So then they actually. They threw this out there that if someone would donate $750, Connor and I would go back and close the show from 10 to midnight.
Oh my God.
I know, but I think he got psyched out and fell asleep. Someone did donate.
Connor?
Yeah. Make it back, but someone did donate $500.
Wow. That's pretty
amazing. So it was a pretty fun day with the telethon. And I'm assuming since we're not on the air, we weren't on the air yesterday. I'll pretend like I'm a professional. Or whenever you're listening to this, they'll probably replay it again. It was just a normal show. Connor talking. He did a deep dive into high school baseball because, you know, down deep, he's a Highland Scotsman fan.
I did know that.
And if St. Thomas were to ever play Highland, he wouldn't speak to any of us. Did I ever tell you this? This is kind of a funny story since we're waiting for Sam. Last year, I'm going back last year, we played Highland. We squeezed out a 15-run victory against them. And it came right down to the wire.
Do you tear up a little bit when you play?
It is weird. I tell every time I tell the coach, hey, I went there, and they don't seem to give a you-know-what, but that's fine. And so I'm standing at the concession stand. And it's one of those ones where the window goes through, you know, to the other side type of thing. Mm-hmm. And Connor is sitting there with a guy. So I'm trying to talk to Connor, and he wants no part of me. He absolutely won't speak to me, which he does a lot of times when we're out. I don't know why. I think he's embarrassed by me, clearly. And all of a sudden, this lady at the concession stand turns to me, and she goes, you know he has his own radio show, don't you? And I go, what? And she goes, Connor, he has his own radio show. I go, oh, what's it called? She's like, it's called Connor's Corner. Some guy's on there with them. I'm like, oh, you don't say. Is it good? She goes, oh, it's wonderful. She starts telling me about the show that I'm actually on. Now, do you think Connor chimed in to help me? No.
No.
Just sat there. I'm like, oh, I'll have to listen sometime. And I walked away.
That is so good.
I know. I'm like, first of all, yeah, pretty. You can't make it up. So
no, you actually can't make that.
No,
one.
That's exactly what happened. So
that is Connor's Corner, 8 a.m. after us.
I feel like I might have cut Connor down a little. I do want to say this year Highland was eliminated early. He was at our game on I don't know what day it was, a Tuesday, the championship game, and all decked out in St. Thomas gear. So I guess he jumped on the bandwagon. So
well, it's a good bandwagon to jump on right now.
Oh, it's okay. There's some photos out there.
So that's at 8 a.m., just after our show at 7 a.m. Saturday morning, WFNU 94.1 FM, Frogtown Community Radio, LP. You can also stream it on WFNU.org, and you can also go download the WFNU app. I recommend you do that. Listen to everything on demand, including this show, Connor's Corner, and many, many other awesome shows that maybe you can't catch on the radio if you're not quite in the radius, but want to. And just in case you are in that radius around 1 a.m. Sunday morning, Saturday, heading into Sunday, you can catch us then, too.
I heard we're huge with the bar rush.
That's about what's happening at that time. Yeah. Yeah. I heard actually some bars closed down with us just playing. That's like we're the background noise to get people out.
Instead of it's closing time, they play the Apples. They play.
Well, people like that song, so they stay. They started playing us, so they'd leave.
Yeah, that's probably true. Huh?
I came up with that on the spot. I actually thought it was kind of funny. You didn't laugh. I thought you would.
I you know what? To be honest with you, I didn't. You cut out. I have no idea what you even said. You could have called me a clown for all I know.
I did that too. No, I said they turn it on at the end at when they want to close because people like the song closing time, so they were staying.
Oh, and we got them to
wanted
leave.
People to leave. They put us on instead, and everyone leaves.
Yeah, that's we do know how to shut a room down.
Clear a room, yeah.
Anyways, we need you know what we need to do? I'm gonna give my shout outs in a second and tell you my Coach Myers thing. But we need to get a South Florida correspondent because they're taking over the world.
I kind of was just assuming that would be you eventually. I mean, I don't
why isn't
I'm
it?
Waiting. I'm waiting for it to be you.
I guess part of the year it is.
We have someone down there. I just sports aren't really their thing unless it's you know, are there bird sports?
Oh,
like
I can't
bird say. Racing.
Speaking of birds, our squad has dedicated the rest of the season to a hummingbird that lost his life that we tried to save. Well, we didn't. One of our players tried to save. Dave. His name is Dave. The hummingbird.
The hummingbird's name is Dave.
Well, it was Dave.
Can I ask what happened to Dave?
Well, Dave
2.0. Was it a Randy Johnson scenario? Okay.
So this same player has a dog named George, but they call him Dave. So the hummingbird was Dave 2.0.
Wait.
I know. I don't know why, Dave. He's a new listener. Benakotuk, shout out. He'll explain it probably. He told me. I think Dave's like a nickname. I don't know why.
For George?
I don't know why.
Okay.
He comes home from baseball on a Saturday, and I don't know. He finds this hummingbird that I think was, you know, it's tiny, and I can show you a picture at a later date. And
I don't need to see.
Well, no, and pretty, it was messed up, but it fit in his hand. So they, he took it to the vet, and he took it to the vet, and the vet, you know, very appreciative, and they left, and then they got an email saying that it was very kind that they took care of Dave 2.0 and brought it there, and they just they did everything they could, but there was no saving Dave, and I want to tell this story so bad. This rest of the well, I don't know how to say this, but I'll not try to. And the people listening are laughing and they're appreciating this. So Dave, we lost Dave. Well, I never met Dave, but there was in the group chat on baseball, there was a lot of RIP Dave 2.0 and
sad.
And the season is now being dedicated to Dave 2.0. Now, I know you've seen a lot of pictures. Have you seen a picture of a player kissing the top of my head?
No, that one I have not seen.
Okay, well, that's probably just as well. Now I ratted myself out. That's my buddy, super close friend, Blake Fritz. I'm going to tell you something about Blake Fritz. Blake is awesome. Blake's the one that tore his ACL and hit the home run. Remember that story?
Mm. Yes.
But Blake is...
By the way, there's nothing wrong with this because they're not, you know, they're not correspondents of the show, but we just talked about how we never name names, and now you've named everybody.
I know.
Two different Daves.
Yeah, why did in order to tell this story, I did not have to mention Blake's name.
No, but I they're different. These.
But Blake is one of those. Blake is hilarious, and he's kind of like an like the old man, get off my lawn. Like he's always like, you know, why this?
And
he's No, I'm actually super nice, and he swears a lot and stuff. And
I didn't think you meant mean. I thought you meant like the whole like.
Oh yeah. No.
You know what I mean.
So anyway, so you know. Dave's the guy, you know, Dave's savior, the guy that saved Dave. You know, he grew a very fast attachment to Dave 2.0, even though we lost him about 35 seconds after he brought him to the place. But Blake, as only Blake could say, turns to him, this the guy one day and says, you know, I never liked that f-ing bird anyways, but he said, actually said the word. And it was just so everyone out there that's listening knows the story anyways, but I just always, it's one of my best, my favorite moments from Blake. His home run was pretty cool, but when he turned and said, I mean, he obviously had never met the bird, but I will send you a picture of him. I believe he was still alive in the picture, but I'm not sure. Blake. Yeah, not Blake, the bird.
I don't think I need to see the bird. I'll be okay.
Very small. Hummingbird. Now, hummingbirds are also, I think you should look, you might want to look this up. I believe they're like if you see a hummingbird, it's supposed to bring you like joy and there's something. Yeah, Google it. I don't know. So we're thinking he might bring us luck going forward. But the fact that he died, I don't know if that's a good omen.
What country do you think is known as the land of the hummingbird?
Oh, that's super easy. Canada.
Trinidad and Tobago.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. That's nothing here about
what it means.
Hummingbird good luck. Nature enthusiasts everywhere adore these flying jewels, so much that there's even a bucket list for hummingbird fans. But even those most devoted among hummingbird fans might wonder, what is the meaning? What does it mean if one visits you? To some, a sighting signals that challenging times are over and healing can begin.
Yeah.
Ironic that Dave gave up his life for this. But to others, these tiny flyers are an inspiring sign of hope.
It's Dave 2.0, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know Dave. I don't know Dave 1.0, so. To others, these tiny flyers are an inspiring sign of hope and good luck. They can also have a spiritual significance and mean the spirit of a loved one is near.
Oh.
There you go.
So Dave will be with us. So should I do my shout outs and then
Like you've already done two of them in a way, but
yeah, but we got, well, I feel bad about this because, you know, this is a good for all of our listeners. You know, I know when people listen to podcasts, if you're not listening to the radio, you're doing it at different things. A lot of these guys are listening at their work. You know, we have his nickname is Pops, but Jack Springer and Jake Borman, Bormy, they paint. And I feel so bad for the company because I was going to give them the company a shout out. But as you know, my memory's not real good, so I have no clue what the company is they work for. But while they're painting houses and buildings and whatever, they listen to the show. And Jack is the one that sort of thinks you run the show. He's so.
Like I said, I only do in the sense of you and Sam could not do a show without me. And I think that's more about the two of you than it is about me. Although I appreciate the compliment. So.
And then shortstop Asa Rapp, he's going to be coming.
I will say, before I let you go further there,
yeah.
To your credit, just so people don't think I'm just, you know, saying it because it's very nice. And this probably won't be a huge surprise. You run Connor's show, so you're capable. You know, you just come here, sure. you kick your feet up. I chillax. Yeah, your responsibilities are not quite as well. First off, it's a less important show, and you're not in charge of the plan. You can.
I feel like I mean, for those of you that are just new to listening, Sam only came on board like what, 3 years ago. I mean, this is the original version. I think we've done it 10 years, maybe. I'm not even being funny, you and I. Was it first year of college?
No. I want to say it was the summer going into my junior year.
Oh, okay, so 7 years, maybe.
Yeah. We're not quite. We're probably at eight. Yeah. Probably almost right, exactly.
That's fine. So another huge listener who loves our Twins takes. And is going to come on next week and chat about it. Shortstop Asa Rapp, shout out. And he's going to actually come on. Asa also could talk to you two about nutrition. I mean, he could talk to me about it too.
Yeah, so why is that?
Let's be honest.
Did we do something wrong?
I feel like I'm a lost. Well, actually, I'm not a lost cause. I've done okay lately. But So, but yeah, he's going to come on and talk Twins. And then George is the, you know, the guy that found George, Bennett Kotuck. He listens. His soon-to-be roommate in at Creighton, Gavin Engelbert, they might want to come on too, but we're going to have to get the beep, the delay button, because they swear a lot.
Yeah, we can't have any people like that on, because I don't want to put that much time into editing this, so.
Right. So
they'd also, I'd make them pay for the rights to the beep noise.
Yeah.
Try to find
is that a thing? One. So yeah, we got a lot of listeners, and congratulations to everyone on making it to state again. It was a poor Holy Angels is all I can say. Oh, it's all I
can say. Yeah, it's twice in a year now, according to Twitter.
Twice in 2 years in a row.
I don't know why. I
don't quote me, but I believe that we've ended their season in one way, shape, or form the last five years.
Well, it's been walk-off fashion with a trip the to last state two. The line for two, correct?
I know. I don't need Sam for this. So this is where. So you send me a picture. Now that I can't help when people take pictures, right?
Yeah.
So there's a picture.
You have a little agency in this matter, but yeah, sure.
Well, I'm standing there. There's a picture taken from behind of me.
Oh, that one. Yeah, no, that one is not. You didn't. That's not on you. Absolutely. Okay.
And the players are all lined up waiting for their medals. The picture's taken from behind, which, to be fully honest, from behind I look fairly thin.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But my bald spot is
shoulders down. It's a great picture.
But yeah, the problem is my bald spot, and I've been asked by the family to never expose that, but I can't help it. But you clearly know we're sitting there waiting for medals, and you say, and Sam never chimed in, so I have no idea why he didn't ever chime in. I don't know if he was super busy that night. But you say, not the best angle for you, Dad. Is that pretty close to what you said?
Yeah, it's the gist of it.
Do you want to correct me and tell me exactly what you said?
I don't know exactly. I can look it up. But no, I think that captures it pretty well.
Yeah.
Tough angle. Called it.
That's all I got from you. There was no congratulations involved at all from either one of you two.
I told you when the show began. Congratulations is extended to the rest of the staff and the players.
The first thing I get from you is a picture telling me it's a tough angle for me. And that was the last thing I got that night.
For the record, the only reason I knew you guys even won was because of these pictures. You didn't say, hey, we won.
Well, I mean, what am I supposed to?
You know, I got to find out through Instagram. Like,
am I supposed to send a text to everyone? Hey, we won the state. We won sections. I mean,
Why are you mad I didn't say congratulations?
You should be following my career. Well, you knew we won because we were standing there waiting for the medals, clearly.
Well, yeah.
The other embarrassing thing that happened to me.
Commentary was more important.
Thank God you guys weren't there, and thank God there's not a picture, and this is no lie. You know how when the players go and they get the medal and then they shake the other team player's hand?
Yes.
You know, you've seen that whole stupid thing. I mean, it's stupid. Well, then the coaches do the same thing. So Coach Inge goes first, and they have an elderly coach like us, and so they shake hands. And I'm next, and I'm like, oh, my God. As God is my witness, the next coach in line was probably 7'7". I'm like, this is not good.
Dad?
Hear me?
I got you now.
Oh.
The last thing I heard was he's 7'7".
Yeah, and I'm walking towards him and to congratulate him. It was the most. If you guys would have been there, especially with cameras, I would have never lived that down. He was one of the biggest men I've ever seen.
Well, unsurprising to most of our listeners, either because they've met me or this is not going to come as a surprise, I'm not a very tall person either. And I feel your pain because can you hear me now?
I feel like I'm on the air by myself.
Dad, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Yeah. I think it's your headphones. You got a headphone.
It's mine?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't hear you 5 seconds ago.
I couldn't hear you 5 seconds ago.
We'll never know, maybe.
Oh, whatever.
My roommate.
Anyways, he was a rather large man. Yes.
Well, I was going to say, did you hear what I was about to say about being short as well?
I knew you were short, so I didn't.
Well, that's kind of, so I led in with, this won't be a surprise to very many of our listeners. Right. I'm not very tall either. And I feel your pain because my roommate has a very, 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 very tall, large member of their family as well. And it's the strangest coincidence. I always end up next to him in pictures. It's the strangest thing.
And if I didn't,
when we were with him, it was probably you, but that was next to him in the picture.
That's probably true.
No, you're on the end. I think I probably moved. I've grown, not in height, but in mental stature.
No.
I see it coming and I get out of the way.
Okay, then the last picture, and then we'll move on because we probably delayed enough in Sam's. The picture where you asked me why I was sitting on the ground, I was asked to sit on the ground there.
So my commentary, my question had very little to do with you sitting on the ground.
It sort of recreated a picture from last year, but
I'm bringing Sam in, so it's the perfect timing.
Well, Sam's.
The suspense. No, my commentary on the photo was, I mean, it was.
Is Sam in?
About you sitting down? And he's Bruce. It's dialing. It was partially about that, but it was more about your location on the ground.
Like being on the ground?
No, like in you know, more or less in someone's lap, and then the kid to your left and the right of the picture, he's not looking at you, but it kind of looks like he's giving you a funny like corner of his eye look if you go and look at it.
See,
that
these,
was what I thought was funny.
These guys actually like me. Or they pretend to, unlike you two, who don't pretend to at all.
I did actually have a question.
Yeah.
Are the jerseys navy blue or black?
Very interesting. They are navy blue with royal trim, so they're covering.
They look very nice. I know.
Yeah, they're not bad. We actually got brand new uniforms. We've got gray ones with navy.
Oh, that's insane.
They're really nice. They came in late because, you know, Nike and storage container issues. And I think, you know, we're still blaming COVID. There was a slight problem, though. The pants didn't come in, so we can't wear them because we don't have the gray pants to match.
They never came in?
We will be adding a third jersey to the mix. But, yeah, those are navy. And we went with navy hats this year with those. We still have the white with royal that you wore with our white uniforms.
Well, I remember how contentious black uniforms were. So
they're not allowed. Our colors, the school colors now are navy and royal and white, and you can use gray as an accent.
Okay.
For the
Sam, are you there?
I am here, and I was interested. I didn't want to interrupt Dad talking about pants, so I know he has had some issues.
Well,
and
you joined at the perfect time because we were just getting to the photo I sent today.
Can I ask Sam a question? So when Drew texted me on the night that we clinched and he said that was a bad angle for me, how come you never chimed in?
Well, I thought not chiming in was better than chiming in.
You know what you could have said, which would have been weird, I know. Hey, congratulations. That's awesome. You guys won. No. Nothing.
I think I did chime in.
No, you didn't. I was at the Smack Shack.
You chimed in on the photo I sent earlier today.
I did do that.
We were in the middle of discussing that photo when you joined.
And just so let's clear it up, before I got on the ground, I said I'll only get on the ground if four of you pick me up, and then four people did help me up, so. That was
I wasn't going to expose you for that part. You're kind of exposing yourself right now.
Well, I mean, I made it very clear when I was getting on the ground I was going to need help to get up. So I exposed myself at the time. So, anywho.
Again, it was more that you're not the fact that you were on the ground. It was your location within the team.
Well, that's where I was asked to sit.
Let me put it this way. Just make sure that picture doesn't go too far. That's all I ask. Okay. I don't think it, there are certain people that might look at that through a different lens. And
I'm
just trying to look out for you.
I'm just saying I'm virtue strained. So I know the difference.
You know the difference between me.
I'll just leave it there.
Probably for the best.
The church has asked me to leave it there. A lot of irony in the church training me, but we'll just leave it at that. We'll definitely leave that there.
Sam, I somehow muted you. You can undo that.
I was wondering how I got muted.
Sam, no, what, that was, and by the
I,
way,
I,
where
I meant to click. I meant to click something, and I somehow I didn't realize I could even do that.
By the way, Sam, know. Where the hell have you been?
It's been busy at work, so I'm sorry to the orchard. I want to apologize to the orchard. But you're catching me in like the two busiest work weeks of my year so far. So, but I make them in time for them.
Like, what is it? A full moon? Are people getting in trouble because, like, why is this a busy week? Like, what makes
just a couple of our clients are going through some stuff and
we no, I understand, them. But what makes this like what I wonder why they're going through stuff now?
You know, you'd have to ask them what went wrong.
And then,
or
and
what
then,
went right.
Drew, I don't think you know about this. Why would you bring the bouncer of the bar home? Just because he's having girl problems. Oh. You didn't
what?
Think I knew, did you?
I'm kind of confused.
Talking to you, Sam, not Drew.
I'm actually quite confused right now.
Are you confused? Are you confused because I know? Or are you confused because you're confused?
I need more context if I know what you're talking about.
Okay, let me give you some context. Drew, I think you'll be fascinated by this. Apparently, Sam leads a life in San Francisco. He's like the Pied Piper out there. And he brings people back to his dungeon all the time. And this particular night, he brought the bouncer of the bar back because he's having girl problems. Is any of this true, Sam?
Well, hold on. To clear my name, I was told from a listener of the program, we'll go with the initials MG, and I called you and Mom. I called Mom afterwards to say hi and recap our trip, and then you guys didn't answer. So
wait, MG
was the person you saw.
Yeah, I know.
And the bouncer of the bar had just been broken.
Had just been broken up with,
and yeah. He kind of followed us home. So we welcomed him with open arms.
He followed you home? Isn't that a weird situation? I mean, like if you invited someone, it'd be one thing. If someone follows you home, I'm not sure you'd invite him in.
Well, so George and I were on the way home, get it at the 24-hour best donuts in the city shop right next to my apartment.
Okay.
And we are at the donut shop, and he walked by, and next thing you know, he's at our apartment.
Okay.
Donuts are a good thing to have 24 hours of.
And a bouncer.
Well, I'm warm at donuts.
See, what you're missing out on is if I keep giving them hospitality, they keep giving me free drinks at the bar. So, I mean, I don't.
Yeah. Oh, that, I did hear that, too.
Well, so you would hope that that's a you know, quid pro quo, but
yeah, I mean, I just like the people to know that I know everything, including Sam entertaining the bouncer from the bar.
I think that's a great thing to do.
Did you know I was told the story?
I knew that the people who visited me saw you, and I assume they told you all about their weekend with me.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
24-hour donuts is a good idea. Because sometimes you don't want a lot of food. Well, but, like, a donut is, like, that's perfect. That's great.
Dandy Donuts, like, Pompano Beach.
Yeah, wow, that's a good idea.
Especially when you can be outside 24 hours a day.
Right.
365 right. days a year, except for those couple when it got to be, like, 30 hours.
Why don't we ever stop at Dandy's on the way home from?
That time I took you to Miami at 3:30 in the morning. The airport?
Oh, yeah.
I stopped at Dandy's back on the way home from there in the middle of the night.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But I offer to take you to Dandy's all the time.
I feel like we went. Maybe we did. I forget. Yeah. We've had a lot of trips with varying success, so they all kind of run together. We have.
What did I miss in the show, by the way?
Nothing.
Nothing. Literally nothing.
We have 10 minutes left and we haven't talked anything?
St. Thomas.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Pretty much. Connor's telethon.
Yeah, the Connor's telethon.
Can someone explain to me why all my friends text me as if I would care Dalvin Cook's being released? I want him to. This is a godsend.
So that's actually what I was going to say. Before we dive in there, we have 10 minutes. I want to talk Dalvin Cook and I want to talk PGA Live. So,
start
with Dalvin.
Well, wait. Okay.
But I'm going to cut you guys off in 5 to 6 minutes of Dalvin.
Well, so wait. Why can't you mean to tell me there's nothing we can get for him?
Yes, I think that's exactly what I think that's exactly what the market is telling you. And because this is not a matter of like, oh, they didn't get anything good. They got nothing. And that means nobody was willing to offer anything. And I'm not actually that surprised. When you look at
I'm a little surprised. Value, why don't you throw like a fifth round pick out there?
But there's only like a couple teams that probably want a running back. Most of them probably went and used a fifth round pick on a running back. We used a seventh round pick on a running back.
Oh, thank God.
And the two or three that want him are probably like, I'll take my chances in free agency. Plus, if you trade for him, you're stuck with the contract. That's the problem more than anything.
Dude, the Vikings even win 5 games this year.
Oh, yeah. I think they'll win 7.
They're dramatically worse.
I just don't think they're dramatically worse. I don't want to get too deep into the Vikings.
No, I don't ever want to get too deep into the Vikings. Because I think the world owes Donald Trump an apology.
We're not there yet. I said we have 10 minutes.
Oh, you know what I was about to say?
I do, yes. Can we stick to Dalvin Cook for a little bit, please?
Well, I was bored by Dalvin Cook. Who cares? He sucks.
To Sam's point, yeah, why do we care? No, yeah, I think we all were kind of like, listen, he kind of had a lot of yards with like a couple of big plays, but I think on the whole, he was not very good last year. I know that's probably crazy to say, but dropped a lot of passes. He was virtually the worst. Pick your favorite, you know, stat of Dalvin Cook was not that good. If you like advanced statistics, he had the lowest number of rushing yards over expected, meaning given the scenario.
I feel like he had a lot of runs for losses.
Well, that's where I'm going with this. In a more simple stat, if you're not an advanced stats guy, out of 36 qualified running backs, he was 34th in terms of number of runs for 0 or negative yards, meaning he had the third most. That alone. And if you take out, here's an interesting fact too. If you take out runs over 20 yards, which he only had 5 of, but he had 5.
One big one though. Well, I think that was a pass.
The Colts one was a pass, yeah. If you take out runs over 20 yards, Madison averaged more yards per carry. And I don't even think Alexander Madison's that good.
That's like the three games the Twins scored 15 runs, their last in runs scored.
Yeah, but to that exact point, would you say the Twins have a good offense even though they're 15th in runs scored?
They're like 19th now and they're horrible. No, they're the worst offense in the league.
My point exactly. Just because you have 4 or 5 good moments that skew all your statistics doesn't mean you're actually good. That's my exact point with Dalvin Cook.
No, I completely agree with you. I mean, he's always injured. He always fumbles, especially fumbles in big moments, in the biggest moments. And we have Dalvin Cook Jr., literally Dalvin Cook, but maybe a little worse.
When they both went to the single digit numbers, it was impossible to tell them apart.
Yeah. So, it's the best move they made all free agency. And then trading Danielle Hunter will be one of the worst.
I'm curious to see what they're going to do there. I mean, we'll talk about it when it happens. But you'd hope the cap space found by Dalvin they go and use on Hunter.
By the way, I have breaking news.
I broke the Oklahoma news earlier.
Iron Sheik died yesterday.
I know that. I was sad. No, this is bigger than that.
Okay.
My spirit animal, Frank the Tank, just went absolutely ballistic because the Mets blew a huge lead. And you got to see the video. He went.
I will. I'm checking the box score.
He, first of all, he almost fell out of his chair. He's biting his shirt. Then he bites his glasses, and then he just launches them. I love that guy.
First off,
did you see him make a stake in the air fryer?
Blow that big. They blew a three-run lead. They blew a three-run lead.
Well, I know. They
were up three going into the eighth, and it's now 10. The 10. Yeah. Oh my God.
And he went you'll see the video later. He went absolutely ballistic. It was
that's quite good.
He is my spirit animal though. Although I don't act fast.
You don't care nearly that much. No offense.
No. Obviously. For sure not anymore.
It is very clear Dalvin Cook is not worth the $12 million he was going to be worth. And I think there's two important things to remember there. One, a trade didn't happen because whoever traded for him was stuck with that contract, which they didn't want, which the Vikings didn't want. And two, that contract, listen, the jury is out for a number of reasons on this front office. They've done some good, they've done some bad, they've done some weird things in between. But that contract, a lot of these contracts we're dealing with now that are kind of forcing them to start to reset, which I think is the right decision, were not this front office's contracts. And I think we always knew this Dalvin Cook contract specifically would sort of come to a head, and
you know what I always say? They sucked with him so they can suck without him.
That's how, whenever you say like they've gotten way, way worse, that's kind of how I feel about most of the guys we've let go. They were bad last year.
So, I guess I look as they just don't ever improve, but that's okay.
I think they're doing the right things, and then we got to move on. You can give your apology, not your apology. You can ask.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm.
But I think they're making those moves now to really genuinely reset the roster and improve. And I think moving on from Thielen was necessary. Kendricks, Smith, for whatever reason, didn't want to be here. Za'Darius Smith, Harrison Smith did, and he took the pay cut, like a real veteran team player who wants to be here. Dalvin wasn't willing to do that. And the ironic thing is he's probably going to make less money than the pay cut would have given him. So I don't know.
They never
Dalvin,
really
thank you. The other thing we have to grant, when he was good, he was great. And he won us games, and he was incredible to have. But I think that can be true, and the fact that it's time can also be true. More to come on the Vikings, because I think they have an interesting, they have one or two more interesting moves left, and then we'll have to really see what we think this.
And
this
you know what? And I think the future is bright because next year we have, I think, 7 round picks. So,
well, they may actually be moving towards not a tank, but I mean they're going to be worse than they were. Here's the other thing. Last thing I'll say: complaint about national media. How long? And they were right, and we all said they were right. For how many months did they complain last year about how the Vikings were not a real 13-win team? The whole season, right?
Right.
And now they're like, well, what are they doing? I don't understand what they're doing. They just won 13 games. It's like, well, you just wasted 4 months telling us that they weren't that good. So now why are they supposed to hold on to these guys that actually weren't that good in the first place? It's just they're talking out of the sides of their mouth. Anyways, Dad, go ahead with your Trump.
Well, comment. I don't want to quote the guy. I don't know exactly what he said, but literally last year, Donald Trump predicted or said, he was talking about all the players complaining. He goes, well, what are they going to do when they end up merging in a year anyways or something? He basically predicted that this was going to happen. I, for the life of me.
Listen, if that guy knows one thing, it's golf. We're going to say probably Saudi Arabia.
I didn't really want to get into that. But anyways, speaking of Saudi Arabia, they offered a soccer player $1 billion, and that idiot said no, but we'll get back to that maybe later. But
He's already made $1 billion.
I know, but a billion? You couldn't just go play soccer for $1 billion? I mean, how crazy? I don't care what that Intercontinental Miami or whatever they're called is going to pay the guy.
Well, did you hear what else they gave him?
No, I have no clue.
With the offer?
The Saudis?
No, not Beckman? Just Miami.
Isn't it David Beckman on that team?
He does.
Well, don't they promise ownership with the team?
They gave Messi a share of the broadcast rights or broadcast fees between Apple and MLS.
What?
Yeah. So, assuming he brings the viewers that they think he can bring.
Oh, dear God.
They gave him basically, like, I don't think it's royalties specifically, but they gave him essentially a payout of the broadcasting rights because he's bringing so many more people to the MLS.
I can't stand the NBA because of all this stuff. And now, first of all, I can't stand soccer, so it doesn't really matter. But now soccer's doing this. Now we're going to have this.
It's one guy. I don't think it's going to be.
But the league is basically paying. I mean, how is that? If I'm another team, I'm like, wait a second. You're doing what? Like, they're helping one team.
No, they would have given that to him no matter what team he went to. It's a separate.
The league said, if you come, we'll give you this.
Yes. And then it was like, go pick your team, basically. Of course, he's going to pick Miami.
Who in their right mind wouldn't pick Miami for anything?
Well, I think actually kind of sucks.
But the LIV Golf thing.
I did see something funny while we're on that. Someone said something about he wanted to go there, you know, be MLS because the league's less demanding, blah, 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 whatever. And some soccer guy I followed tweet, he goes, less demanding. Has Messi ever been to Minnesota on a Wednesday night in February?
That's true.
That was pretty funny.
That is very
He's not going to play in those games. I'm just going to tell Bruins fans right now.
I'm sure that'll be part of it. So the commissioner of the PGA, I believe his name is Monahan.
Yeah. Close enough.
A year ago, basically said how disgusting the LIV Tour was, how they kill people. He brought up 9/11. Funny what a year can happen a year later. In the world? I mean, I'm stunned by the whole thing.
I am and I'm not. And I think there's so many more. What?
I mean, could the guy couldn't even, I mean, stand for
no,
something?
No, I mean, yeah, that's.
How much money do you think he got under the table? I mean, it's got to be.
I'm sure he's going to profit a lot in his new role as CEO of this company. But I think there's a lot of things we haven't quite figured out that we'll learn more over the next couple of weeks. We'll have to talk about it. But like how it's really going to work, what the real push was, who kind of was the catalyst for it all. But I think
merger. No, the Saudis are going to run this thing.
Well, their money's going to run it, that's for sure. What I think we don't know is how is this really going to work?
They get to wear shorts now.
Well, it makes no sense.
That's what I'm saying.
They play different brands of golf. Like, it's two completely different games.
I think there are some things. I'm sure they'll do a handful of events every year with the stupid team concept and whatever. I think a lot of it will stay traditional PGA Tour, just with more money behind it. I think at the end of the day, the Saudi investment fund and that all of that, they just wanted like not a seat at the table, but they wanted to just be in golf. They had this idea to try and draw to it. I don't think they care about the actual LIV Tour. They just want their money in a sport like golf that they can then help, like you said, influence and dictate. I'm sure they'll bring in a couple things to almost make it look like more of a merger than it is, but it's not really a merger. It's just them investing in the PGA Tour as it exists.
The single dumbest move was the Twins trading Arise, and we don't have time to talk about that. The second dumbest move was Tiger Woods turning down $1 billion only to have to work for those people anyways in a year.
Well.
Oh, my God. All those people that turned down the money.
Well, now they're claiming they're going to, like, repay them in a way.
How?
Because they were misled by the PGA because they were told if you leave you can't come back and that mattered to those people.
Yeah.
But now that they're being told not only could you have come back, we're gonna
you're
partner
one
with
of
them,
them
we
now.
Behind your back. Now there's rumors that those players, especially the top ones, so Rory, Tiger, that kind of level, are gonna be compensated in some way, basically as a sorry, we kind of went and did everything we said we wouldn't do. Whatever.
Well, that's the thing. No matter what, it's now funded, backed by the Saudis, and they're going to be paid way more no matter what, even if they don't get that bonus.
In the end, I think golf will be better off. I think the fans will be better off, and I think the golfers will be better off. It's the just going to be a wild ride to get there.
The golfers will. I don't see how anything else is. I mean, it's going to be the same thing. Golf is so – it's not even a thing anymore.
Well, it's just – it's they're going to be able to put more money into it, which means they can do more with the sport. I mean, like, look at – you know, they've gotten their money into Premier League teams. They've brought in irrelevant teams to near top of the table. Like, you put money into a sport, that sport is going to get better. It will make better competition. And think of it this way. If nothing else for fans, all of those guys will now come back and be competing again, not just in the four majors. So I think there is a lot that will get better, but I think there's so many details left to figure out. Weird. I'll tell you, I do sort of, at least in the moment, it'll be fine, feel bad for Rory. He was a whipping boy for 2 years of this whole thing, and then they just went and did everything they said they wouldn't do behind his back. So I sort of feel bad for him.
Yeah,
he'll be fine when they pay him, but for now I sort of – He looks like an idiot through no fault of his own.
Well,
but in the end, he'll be able to say, I stood up for what I believed in. And
I can't wait for to find out. I bet the commissioner made $500 million under the table.
Yeah. Well, now the other claim is, and we'll probably learn more about this soon, is apparently the Saudis were just going to keep litigating. Like, they were going to drag that court case out as long as they could, because they knew they could pay for lawyers longer. So now there's rumors that the PGA was dipping into reserve funding, that – was going to put them in trouble, and they'd committed more money to tournament winnings, but that was going to – all this legal work was going to eat away at that. So it sounds like it was done almost out of necessity, but it does not – it doesn't look good, obviously, for a number of reasons. But there's a lot more to learn, I think, but we'll see.
Are the Twins the most embarrassing organization, or the Timberwolves? I mean, the Twins are pretty close. Every day – I mean, I don't understand the injuries.
Yeah,
I don't for the life of me.
I'm not trying to be funny. We don't have time, so you got like 30 seconds to get your thought out.
Well, Max Kepler sucks. I feel better.
I actually, I think we all knew he sucks. Is it possible he sucks more than we all thought he was going
to
suck?
No, because if you listen to this show, and you should because you're on it with me, I've been saying this about him for the last 5 years.
I know, but my
he sucks.
No, I know, but my point is, if I pull up... we all know he sucks.
Yeah.
I think we would all joke he was a career 220 batter, and that's what he is. He's hitting 190. So okay, he's actually sucking more than we ever thought.
What's the dude? I know I'm going to butcher his name. Wallner. How in the heck is he not on the team? And this guy is.
I don't know. He might be sucking again right now, but it can't be worse.
Well, next week we're going to do some extensive Twins talk. We may even have a special guest. Big shout out to all of our new listeners. And I guess this has been another edition of Apples to Apples right here on. You want to say it, Sam?
No, that's your thing.
94.1 Frogtown Community Radio, WFNU. Bye-bye.
Yeah! life is fun, and we've just begun to get our share of this world's deal.